Hello again. This is the Black Box, the last testimonies before the sinister. We are broadcasting on Suspiria Radio. As you can hear, I'm slightly better. My voice is slightly better compared to last week, which was just awful. But this week, I'm better, and somehow I have managed to shake the disease. So let it roll. Welcome.
Thank you.
In the last couple of years, every time that I listen to the Patch Mode, it always triggers memories of a very good friend of mine. And I always think about him when I listen to the Patch Mode, and it's just because he's such a huge fan. We have even talked about the possibility of doing a proper cover version of one of their songs. Hope that project will see the light one day. So the song that we just heard, it was the Patch Mode with Shake the Disease, a very appropriate song for today. And the next song is by that good friend of mine. He's Alejandro and his project Ceniza Cromada, and this is the song that I first heard of him. It was the song that hooked me up to his incredible work, and this is En lo sucio que hay en mí, in the dirt that lies within me. This is the Black Box.
Debo hallar el agria belleza de aquello que todos desprecian. Debo estar de lado de la desolación. Debo hacer que el dolor que provoqué valga la pena. Que ellos no podrán llegar a ser.
Cuando estaba yo en mi causa primera,
no tenía Dios, me quería a mí mismo y no quería nada más. Era lo que quería y quería lo que era, y estaba libre de Dios
y de todas las cosas.
Necesitan a alguien a quien condenar, tan cierto como que no pueden ignorar sus miserias,
porque ellos también las necesitan.
Tan cierto como que el diablo se regocija en la ignorancia de los tontos, y ellos vean en los que hay en mí lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser.
Por eso suplicamos a Dios para que nos libre de Dios y conozcamos la verdad y gocemos eternamente de ella, allí donde los ángeles supremos, la mosca y el alma son semejantes, allí donde estaba y donde quería eso que era, y era eso que
llaman amistad, son solo intereses compartidos.
Tu confusión es mi ilusión,
aquí donde todo está perdonado de antemano, y por lo tanto cínicamente permitido.
querer que ellos vean en lo sucio que hay en mí. Lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser. Lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser. Lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser. Lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser. Lo puro que ellos no podrán llegar a ser.
And I have the pleasure and the honor of have been recording with Ceniza Cromada the last couple of months a new version of En lo sucio que hay en mí. I love the original one, but I always thought that we could give it a twist to turn it into electronic, bit of industrial song, and that's what we're aiming for, and that's what we are working on, and hopefully the new version will see the light very soon. So I'll keep you updated about Ceniza Cromada, as always. And on the last issues of the Black Box, I've been talking about the anniversaries that we are commemorating on this present year, 2012. It marks the 20th and the 30th anniversary of quite a few important and very influential records. One of them is The World Inside by Human Drama, one of my favorite albums ever, and one of the most influential records on me and my work. So we're going to have a special with Human Drama today. We're going to listen quite a few songs, and the first one is Color Me Red. This is the Human Drama here on the Black Box, broadcasting on Suspiria Radio.
Yeah. I see forests, stars in the sky at night. I am dreaming, I dream as a child. When I was allowed, when all was simple, when nothing could penetrate my skin.
After Color Me Red, we had My Skin, also from the same album, The World Inside by The Human Drama. That album is for the vast majority of his fans, The Human Drama's masterpiece. and we will keep on listening to this album on this present episode of The Black Box. The next song is called Our Tears, the human drama on Suspiria Radio.
See the pictures on the wall, the glory of the faces who never understood it all, the power of the moment and where the moment could lead. When the power starts to fade, weak start to tremble, it becomes an avalanche. We are overtaken by a feeling, burning to get out our tears. There is nothing we can do to dry them. Are our tears? There is nothing we can do to dry them. A starry sky tonight could turn to storm tomorrow. If it does, we must be brave. We must live through it. Fear only kills if we allow. But the power of my love reaches farther than my touch, and it is more real than any trick your mind can play, and any trick I've been victim of. Our tears. There is nothing we can do to dry them. Are our tears. There is nothing we can do to dry them. If only I could carry you away. If we really were all we need, we have to create another place that no one else has ever been. If only I could learn how to love, as long as the pain I feel, I could dry our tears. There is writing on the wall, I know because I wrote it. Says it's okay to dream, and it's alright to promise. Just don't promise what you dream. Our tears. There is nothing we can do to dry them. Are our tears. There is nothing we can do to dry them. Are our tears. Are our tears. Are our tears. Are our tears.
And I will play for you another track, last track by The Human Drama at the very end of the show. But in the meantime, I would like to show you a massive influence that you can hear on Human Drama. They are The Cure, as some of you may guess. And this is The Funeral Party from the 1980 album Faith. The Cure on The Black Box on Suspiria Radio.
Thank you.
Last night I was with a great friend of mine, the flute player of La Morte, Giovanna, and we were watching videos on YouTube and we were remembering the 50th birthday of David Bowie. Many great songs of that concert. It was a very special concert because there were many guests, but people didn't know who they were going to be. People knew that they were going to be guests on the gig, but they just turned up and people didn't know who was going to play. There were people like Sonic Youth, Lou Reed, Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins, and Robert Smith from The Cure, actually. And somehow I think that I have the Thin White Duke stuck in my mind. And here's a song by him and dedicated to him. Little Wonder. Oh, you little wonder.
Sound.
and I cannot go through this show without mentioning that Jess Coleman from Killing Joke, which is a very important band for me, has reported missing, has reported AWOL. Some said that it's just a publicity stunt. I don't know what to think about it, but whether or not that's the case, Sonic Light for him, we all hope that he's well and that he will come back soon. So I would like to play a track by The Killing Joke. This is Pandemonium, a song that I have played constantly throughout the years. It was a very important album for me in that year. This is from 1994. This is The Killing Joke on Suspiria Radio. Joke with Pandemonium, and the next track is by The Violent Femmes with Give Me the Car, another video that we were watching last night, and I just remember how great that band was. Amazing, absolutely mind-blowing, The Violent Femmes on the Black Box on Suspiria Radio.
Mm-hmm. tell you what, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick her up, I'm gonna get her drunk, I'm gonna get her high, I'm gonna make her cry, I'm gonna make her laugh, I'm gonna make her shh. Woman, 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 she knows she's it, cause I'm gonna touch her. People don't care when they hate their life. But how can I explain personal pain? How can I explain personal pain? How can I explain my voice is in vain? How can I explain the deep
we
And just for us to finish, I'm going to play another track, the last one, by The Human Drama. This is Looking Into a Stranger's Eyes, which is like looking to my own eyes, looking to my own reflection. What do you see? What can you hear in those reflections of light, in those reflections of sonic light? This was The Black Box, The Last Testimonies Before the Sinister. Thanks for listening.
Temptations close, make up powerful.